And what do you call a small, flat-bottomed craft? Do you want to put into?
I'm going to be right.
What do you call a small, flat-bottomed craft with oars that you use on a lake? A kind of a boat that you use on a lake that has a flat bottom.
A boat.
Okay. If it has a pointed front, would you call it anything different?
I just call it a boat or something. But I guess it got another name.
And what do you call the covering for a pillow?
Pillowcase.
If a woman's wearing beads around her neck, you might say, well, that's certainly a pretty what of beads.
Beads. A pretty necklace.
Okay, or do you ever say something of beads?
Pretty set of beads.
Okay. And if two men have a fight and one defeats the other one very soundly, you might say that one man really what the other one?
Beat the other one up.
Okay, do you have any more colorful ways to say it?
No, let's see. That's all I would say. That's all I think of saying right now. You really beat him up.
Okay. And what do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? So he got down on his...
On his knees.
What about the back part of the leg?
I just say the fat part of his leg. Okay. Do the back of your leg have a name?
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I mean, some people say he got down on his haunches or his hunkers. Or...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just say hunkers.
Okay. And what are some words that mean a stingy person?
Yes. Well, I'd say that. It sure is close. They're just too close. And then you don't ever have nothing. They're trying to be too stingy. That's what I would say.
And suppose a person was wearing really funny looking clothes. You'd say, he really looks
bad. Just like I do right now.
No, you don't. Oh, would you ever say dutchy or tacky or slouchy?
I'd say it looks slouchy. Sure looks slouchy.
Okay, what do you call it when a woman is wearing her best clothes? She's all
dressed up. Okay. It's like she just stepped out of a bandbox.
Okay. And what about a man?
I'd say the same thing, though.
Same thing. What word would you use to refer to an old person who's very lively and gets around very well?
Well, I'd say he's they sure is lively to be as old as they is.
Okay. And you'd say that someone who never wants to do any work and doesn't have any ambition is just...
It looks like they ain't got no energy to do nothing.
Do you have a word that you call him? Say he's
lazy.